Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Played by Troy McClure. Did not know. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Sriracha Engine Coolant. And dumb shit for dummies. The fuck? It's a twister. All right, take the umbrella down. Well, underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Osmar, Friday Possum. I think we're doing it this week. More work. Oh, no rest. Middle of the week, Auburn Time and Jay Grimm and football junk on Saturdays. He gets really fired up over to New Orleans or Nolens Saints. Why? Guess he likes the colors of their uniform or something. Or perhaps it's their grit. I'll have to ask him. Could be a regional thing. I'm taking a knee, regardless. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. Everybody take a knee. And the phone lines will be open in a few minutes and take a knee. Yeah.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Now, Lance. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Even Hollywood's latest sweetheart needs to punish the porcelain occasionally. But to stink the house out when you're with your Beverly Hills besties, how embarrassing. So I give every bathroom the VIPoo treatment.
Spray generously before taking your seat, and VIPoo forms a protective layer, trapping the icky smell of your devil's donuts.
Well, why let Tinseltown know you just bombed?
So, no red faces in front of your boss, Hollywood's hottest director. Or for your coworkers, we'll catch a whiff from this morning's breakfast burrito. And VIPoo is guaranteed odor-free, so I can poopulate anywhere with complete confidence. In you go, honey pie, all hunky-dory. Now, I wouldn't dream of doing an encore in a bathroom that didn't have VIPoo. Even a VIP needs to VIPoo.
Oh, thank goodness there's our first caller from in Tokyo.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston House.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Splashdown should be on Thursday.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real yours. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real yours. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Oh!
Professor R.J. Yeah. Gumby.
Mighty nice of
you. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's all right.
Happy birthday,
walk
everyone.
Walk with an erection.
That was Brett Kavanaugh's theme song in prep school.
Who tell?
Walk right into her face with your erection. Allegedly. 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 Yeah, allegedly. How you been, man?
I've been doing just swell. Just peachy.
Selling gars?
Top of the world.
Slinging gars?
Yeah.
Slinging gars.
That's my life.
What's the most expensive cigar you've ever sold?
Well, I just sold one today for $23.
Wow. That's an expensive smoke.
Yes, it is. We have some that are a little more than that, but that's the most I've ever wanted to go.
I can imagine. I wonder if he was a scotch drinker. Because a lot of the scotch guys like a scotch and a cigar.
Actually, you know what this cat was? This guy did some construction for somebody, and he's buying it for his client.
Ah, a little grease.
Yeah.
Grease on the wheels.
Yeah,
see how that
good
works.
Move. Good move. The man's
hey, man.
Thinking. That's the way to do it. Way to do it.
Catch more flies with honey than vinegar, brub.
I've heard that before. But has that ever been tested?
Yes. Yes. Maggie C. laid out in the backyard naked with honey.
Oh.
And she was covered with ants. But no flies. Just ants. And they ate her. Why, she's just a skeleton now.
She didn't do this in your backyard.
I didn't get her organ beat. Yeah, we wrapped her in saran wrap, what was left, and
okay.
Went home in a bus. Weird story.
She did it in your backyard. Chet would be stuck on her.
Oh, man. Drama over there, boy. I don't know what's going
Chet?
On. I'm trying to stay low profile, man. I don't want to get involved.
We got to start a Chet report, man. A funky report. A funky report. There you go.
I don't know if he tunes in, man. He could sue my ass. That's probably what he's waiting to gather evidence, man. Slander shit. But it's all twoo. It's all twoo. Especially the part about the ants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, that's so stupid, man. I'm going to have to look it up now. But somebody suggested blowing up this song. Who was it? Who was it, man?
Is that thread still going strong?
Lousy, lousy, lousy. Yeah, yeah, somebody put... Oh, fuck you. Okay. Sorry about this, Chief. Yeah, I know. It's professional podcasting is what it is, man. Here we go. Who was that? Oh, Ricardo. Ricardo, artist friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Lucy!
Ricardo.
You got some splaining to do.
I think he went to the same school as me, the same art school. All right.
Hey, I think that post you put up, the latest picture of the funny head you drew. Good stuff.
Well, that guy had a head, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I wish he'd have smiled in the picture, because, well, he's gums and teeth, and he looked like Mr. Ed.
He was a character at Dream, wasn't he?
Oh.
The guy was a cartoon.
And, you know, the old lady was kind of funny looking, so...
Uh-huh.
Plus, she was a round head and he was a long head. And you get that contrast of heads. It kind of adds to the funny. The
now, what are the
well, thank you very much.
Those two in Chet are listening.
I wonder if that Ted guy, I did a guy named Ted and his old lady.
Okay.
And he said, can you hold it for me? I said, yeah. So I'm still holding it. So I don't know, man. I might take a picture of it, put it online. looking for Ted. Got your caricature, man. It sucked, man. It was rain like all fucking Saturday, you know. So nobody wanted to get drawn, and those who did, hang on to it.
Was it one of those?
The guy came back.
Oh, that's right. It was an Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. I didn't see any hot Fräuleins really.
Oh,
it was pretty slim.
No Mahoney.
Man. There was some Mahoney's. The girl in the souvenir booth had on a white T-shirt and no stuff underneath there. And we were kind of mesmerized for a while there going, look at them go. Look at them go. Fold that shirt, baby.
Uh-huh.
Fold that shirt. Yeah, fold that shirt. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah.
You got that right.
So, you know, but other than that, pretty young.
Commodore was walking like with an erection.
Almost. But
there you go.
Sitting down. Right, so we're blowing up for Ricardo. This stupid song here. El Laura, I love her. El Laura, I love her. Remember that one?
How did we miss that?
El Laura, I love her.
9 fucking years in the air, and we've never blown that up.
I know. Pretty amazing. But, you know, that leads...
Unbelievable.
Wait till you hear tonight's yodel, man.
Okay.
It's like, after all this time, still incredible shit. Not been played on Possum. Like that Buddy Rich to open the show. Damn, but he boom, 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 boom. Fuck out of here.
Can't go wrong with Buddy Rich.
Got it. You gotta try, baby. You gotta try. Oh,
we got to play his song that he had his daughter Kathy sing, and the beat goes on.
Oh,
that Sonny Sharp song.
Send a link over to the thingy page.
Yeah, his daughter Kathy sings it. Good job.
Hey, man. Well, wait till you hear the yodel. It's Cuckoo Nutto. Egghead Snow, holy cow. Blow it up.
I'm sorry, Mo, you asked for it.
You asked for it, too, but we'll forget it.
Yes, sir. Gladly.
Oh! Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers. Present.
What the fuck?
And most of all, a wedding ring.
Holy shit!
He saw a sign for
fuck you in the ass.
$1,000 prize.
Sure to have a doctor check you over first.
Hey,
Rockabilly baby.
I thought you were saying
Chinese.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Rockabilly diaper. I couldn't. I don't know what that is.
That's Chinese, guys, man. Chinese Rockabilly. It's like Chinese Rockabilly. It's called Lockabilly.
Is there nothing these people can't do?
Lockabilly. Lockabilly. That's what it's called. Lockabilly. Thank you very much. You're all weak. That's so racist.
Oh, yeah.
God, nobody listens to this fucking podcast, you know? Except for the following
the
people.
Oh, Jesus. How are you going to stretch this out?
I know. Well, hell, man. We already BS'd our way to the first half hour, man. We're cool.
Yeah, okay. Good deal.
Okay. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Cornette Chop Suey with the Chinese Rockabilly.
Cornette Chop Suey. That was fine now.
Yeah.
I like it.
Louis Armstrong, man. Collins. All comes together, man. All right. Jambalaya. Speaking of jambalaya, there's a possum love. I've got Velcro on my pants. Can you hear it? First off,
you sounded like
it's
John
Dr. Cake.
Oh, I got Velcro on my pants.
I got Velcro. Now, that was Ringo said that.
Oh, what's that?
He was so. Yeah, he had to hit them skins really hard during Helter Skelter, and he says, I got blisters on my fingers.
No shit. All this time I thought it was John.
So did I for years and 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 years.
They all sound like fucking limeys.
Oh, they all went
fucking overrated limeys.
Oh, they all went
Port City and they had wolves of it. And they used to have gang rapes, you know. But back then it was okie doke, you know. You can't have the gang, you can't get away. You can't get on the Supreme Court if you're gang raping. But you can make it
to
roll song.
I think you'd be right there.
Well, there she is, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
She's from one of the colonies, Canada.
God bless Canada.
Thanks for being here. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Did I ever mention that?
You got that right. You don't say that enough.
Man, I put an extra shot of the Copa de Oro in the coffee.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Good stuff.
I've been putting kratom in my coffee. I'm up and running.
Cream.
My anxiety's gone. I can do some public announcements. I didn't do anything.
What you put in there, you said?
Buddy Rich. Yeah,
Oxycontin?
Kratom. Yeah, kratom. You ever hear kratom?
No. What are you talking about?
Look it up. Look it up. Good stuff.
How you spell it?
It's good for everything. It's from a coffee plant. Gets rid of anxieties, the aches and pains, insomnia, everything. It's a godsend.
Smoke a joint, man. It's easier. You can spell it.
Yeah, well, until the hit day comes. Fucking session.
Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. And she doesn't look a day older, but there she is, Maggie C, who's aged.
Maggie
apparently.
C.
I don't know how that
aged.
Happened.
Aged.
Kratom. Kratom. I never heard of it. This is totally news.
Yeah, we see that. We saw this shit. It's good stuff. It's CBD.
Kratom.
It's like CBD.
Kratom.
Yeah, we saw that too there, Maggie C. The CBDs.
CBDs? What is this? What have I been like? Rumpelstiltskin over here?
Cannabis
sleeping
oil.
Under a rock? What?
Yeah, what's
what
going on? I don't think it's Ohio. I think it's you. Yeah, you're living under a rock.
Well,
yeah,
when's the last time you had any gouda? You have any gouda this weekend? I did.
What's up?
Gouda.
Is it gouda?
Gouda. Gouda.
I could have got a gouda.
At breakfast. Anna Mikey's mom made me breakfast Saturday, man. It was so fucking cool, man. Mom makes you breakfast. That's gold, Jerry. Pure gold.
Okay, good for you. I like it.
Two eggs over easy.
Uh-huh.
Hunk of Geta. And two little pieces of bacon.
Geta.
Beauty.
What the fuck is a fucking
Geta? Geta is like Scrapple. You're probably familiar with Scrapple over there in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. That's Philly food.
Very similar. It was a way for the old Germans there in Cincinnati to stretch their pork or their leftover pork, whatever, do with the scraps. You mix it with oats or whatever to fuck in it. Make the gouda.
All right. It sounds good. I like Scrapple.
So,
maybe
you're saying it's hemp oil. They say you're taking hemp oil, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the good shit, the THC is not in it. They extract just the CBD.
Then I reiterate,
they take the good shit out.
Yeah.
Well, until
fire
that day comes, we gotta make do with what we've got.
I'll put it in the chat room right here, man. This is what you need to look like right there. That dude with sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
Huffing on that germ.
That's my goal.
Big dude.
Right there, Copper.
What the jerk?
I'm that little face with the pork pie hat, baby. That's me.
THC's fun. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The length and breadth. Loyalists. They're gold, Jerry. The possum. Oh, yeah, and Professor R.J. Gumby as Tony Dowell. The Possum Lounge.
And your super host, Commodore Decker,
as the Beaver.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina, and I'm all in. and no one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. World of born and glories twine around my door while they're whispering pretty little stories that I love to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie when the dew is pearly, kind of early in the morning. The butterflies all flutter up to kiss each little buttercup at dawning. And if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say, that nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
I want to be where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more.
Strolling with my girlie when the dew is pearly, kind of early in the morning. The butterflies all flutter up to kiss each little buttercup at dawning. And if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say, that nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Yes, sir.
That's it, man. Fred Mertz.
Oh, God. You know what?
That's a quickie, boy. That's a quickie.
Happy birthday, everybody.
He's bringing
my
it.
My new favorite crooner, Fred Mertz, baby. Fuck Sinatra.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
McMahon agrees. Fred brings it, baby.
Excuse me. Professional on-air cough. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna be singing that all fucking.
I gotta get my mag. I gotta get a magnifying glass so I can read the fucking manual that came with this phone. Cause it only rings four times. It's like there's no fucking way unless I'm sitting right next to the goddamn phone that I'm gonna answer your call.
Very quick setting.
I'm gonna break my neck. By the way, I never thought Vivian Vance looked like a sack of doorknobs. That's what William Frawley said. That's what William Frawley said. She said, I'd never marry an old coot like that. And he said, I'd never marry a sack of doorknobs like that. They didn't get along.
You know what's great about that? What can you say? What could be your comeback to a sack of fucking doorknobs?
A sack of doorknobs. Oh, yeah? No, sir, that's you.
He wins. Yeah, that's you.
Sack,
I'm Robert.
You're a sack of doorknobs. and the pants that ate Fred Mertz.
Oh, that's right. He was Harry Highpocket.
He was a hot pocket.
Totally up
his
chest.
Man, he had him pits high, baby. That's how Fred wore his pants, like a man.
That's right.
If you're watching the old classic, the great Gunsmokes that are on right now, the really early ones.
Yeah. They are great. I love the old ones.
You'll have to notice Chester wears a belt and suspenders. I've always wondered about that, you know. Did they do that to make him look just a little dumb, you know, like, Chester's not quite so swift, you know. Yeah. Well, Mr. Dillon, couldn't decide on the belt or the suspender, so I went for both. Yeah, Chester's a little slow.
Miss Kinney was a slight back then, the old black and white.
Thank you. Two-handed Mikey insists that nowhere in the 20-year run of Gunsmoke was she attractive.
Nope, those black and white fans, she was a slice.
Thank you. She was gorgeous. And as Steve Stevens let us know, she was beloved by one and all. Margie.
Oh, of course, you could tell that.
In the play.
You know what I've been saying on these old shows?
Who'd you see?
Miss Landers. Miss Landers.
Oh, God.
She's been popping up. She was on a Western not so long ago. I watched her altogether. I don't know which one.
That is my perfect woman.
Oh, she is sweet.
Wow. What a cookie. Just a sweet, lovely, lovely thing.
In fact, she deserves a picture in Grenache. I think I've done it years ago, but time for another one. I'm writing it down. Miss Landers.
I'll tell you what, man. That's when Beaver met Boner Hose, I think, when he
was
Miss Landers.
About to say, that's when he walked with an erection. He and Whitey.
Yeah.
Boner Hose!
Yeah.
Brandy, we miss you.
Yeah.
You're not serious.
Come home.
I'm dead serious.
I love that Mike Nelson at the end of the blow up, man. I see your doctor.
Come on, Quats!
Yeah.
Good stuff, Connor.
Oh, jeez. Holy magoo.
What's going on over there?
Ted just sliced some Limburger, man. It was just, boy.
Good boy.
Fragrant.
Good boy.
Fragrant. The eye. Oh, my eyes are watering, man. That was brutal, dude.
Attaboy.
Mamacita. Senorita.
Woo.
What are you going to
do? Turn on the fan, man.
Light a candle. Fred Mertz brings it on, man. All right. Didn't I have something to do here, an extra that I wanted to do? And... No, I guess I worked it all in there. Yeah, we're all good. This is going to be a brilliant show, man, from here on out. Yeah. That Matt GC can smell that fart, man. That's how bad it was. Shimmy.
All the way to Oregon.
I'm going to light this fucking breeze or something. Candle. Woo! Theodore, you outdone yourself that time.
The Ted candle.
He's sawing logs. He's having a renaissance, Maggie C. Egg. Mr. Science noticed that he'd lost some weight, and he lost weight at the vet, and he's spry and barking his head off and being more annoying than, his old annoying self.
Good.
I think this is his last quarter, and he's going to finish strong.
Good for him. Is he walking any better if he sheds the weight?
He still kind of wobbles. He's a weeble.
He
shuffles.
Paws, right?
There
you go.
I think it was that fight with the raccoons, remember? He, after that, he never walked right. Cake's losing weight. Cake's doing all them steps, though, man. Oh, that'll peel the ponds. The ponds off.
Doing the steps. Cradle.
No
steps,
no,
baby. That's how it's done.
No steps today for me, man. No steps.
No?
Yeah. I haven't done my steps since Friday. Yeah. Oh, it was raining, man. I stepped in the rain.
I wouldn't trust that.
Buggy came down and fixed my car in the rain today, man. He came down and fixed my car, man.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get it done sooner. I'm like, dude, thanks for fixing my car, man.
In the rain.
Mm-hmm. He's a weird guy, man. He's obsessed with shit. I gotta get out of bed tomorrow, man. It should be no zero sum Tuesday like it usually is, and I gotta go meet a client.
Yeah.
That's all enthusiastic about stuff.
Are you guys
gonna go dragging my ass in? Huh?
What, you got an audition?
No, just somebody wanted some little freelance thing done.
It
means the world to her. I'm like, well, I don't really want to do this, but I'll do it because I'm nice. Sucker.
Good man, Commodore.
Sucker.
Good man.
All right, well. So let me look at the thing.
You got a quickie to lead us into the three?
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure. Hey, you know what? We can do a Friday show.
Okay. All right. No one really knows.
It's possible. You know, I don't know if anybody's going to show up for it. We'll be here.
Yeah,
I'll be here. You're going to be here?
Moving people we have here. Yeah, I'll be here.
Well, as long as Cake and Maggie C show up, I'm...
That's it.
I'm cool.
Hey, any word on Ford? Man, that guy just disappears.
He's disappeared once again, man. Ford Prefect, man.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
There was an Amber Alert on Rigel 5. But nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. keep track of your towel and keep a good thought for Ford Prefect, ladies and germs. All right, how about
Maybe he really...
All right, yeah, this will go good with the 3 minutes. A quickie.
Okay. Here you would have a famous version of She's Too Much for My Mirror. Note the clever slate. She's Too Much for My or Anybody's Mirror, number two.
Told you.
Too much for my mirror, she almost makes me lose it. The way she abuses it,
makes me never want to use it.
Well, mend your heart and mind your soul. Oh, Chicago, she's a woman that makes her young
man a bum. She howl like the wind, make my heart grow cold. Make me long for that little red farm.
She makes things fly, she makes things roll. She got me way over here and I'm hungry and cold. I remember my mother told me I ought to be choosing. That was way back when, I thought she was my friend.
Now I find out she's a floozy.
I remember the butterflies and the sweet smell of corn in the bubbling fish in that little pond. Oh, lose it. Oh, lose it.
How long for you? How long for you?
She's too much for my mirror. That little floozy, oh, how I feel her. Oh, lose it.
Shit, I don't know how I'm going to get that in there.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
I did like that.
You like
strange,
that?
Strange, I dug it.
See what the crowd like.
That was all right. Sound like Mr. Tate.
Go! No, that was Captain Beefheart, man.
That was Beefy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Captain Beefheart.
Interesting cat, that Beefheart.
Huh. Oh. Oh.
What happened?
Huh. Interesting conversation in the lounge. I don't know where you're getting... I don't remember Maggie C. I'm not even going to say... Gee, many crazy.
Yeah.
Got a storm front. I'm not going to say what's going on, but I don't know about that theory on Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
You never know.
I didn't see the blow up. I just heard afterwards. She didn't like me. I was a bad boy. I was a bad professor.
Well, you were the one with the foul mouth. You.
Yeah.
I just hit the fuck off. I just hit the plunger and made the kaboom. But
you,
see, that's showbiz. That was totally showbiz.
Yeah.
Totally showbiz.
Totally. You know how much of a jerk off you got to be for Gumby to not like you?
Yeah, I know. You're a pretty easygoing guy, man.
Yeah, so, fuck him. You know, she's on that boat. What can I say?
Huh.
Fuck them all.
Interesting. Well, all right. Fuck them all and feed them dog shit, says Professor R.J. Gumby.
There you go.
Weirder things could happen, so stay tuned. All right, it's time once again, kids. That's right. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
By the way, John Link had a stroke and he's recovering. He's getting better, last I heard.
Good.
So everybody keep a good thought for John Link. I don't know how Fred's doing.
The prayers can be answered.
I'm hoping he finds another bag of onions so he got some material. John Link.
Uh-huh.
That was when we won our first Peabody.
Oh, yes. Link brought the first Peabody to
us. It's been Mama Link. Oh, boy.
Mama Link.
Strange days. Yeah. Put a quarter in the machine, get a few onions. Got it. On the trolley. All righty. Well, here we are. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Ripped from today's headlines. Boys will be boys. 3 minutes.
Republicans assumed he was a shoo-in. Political control was all they saw. But look whose reputation's now in ruin. Judge Kavanaugh. Why, who could have foretold the accusations? Which Feinstein pulled last minute from her bra? And now the Dems demand investigations of Kavanaugh.
We're waiting for her to testify. Everybody wants to hear her.
Kavanaugh, a name that makes the liberals squirm.
I will oppose him with everything I've got.
But Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh, might be who they confirm.
Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Now Grassley's having late night Twitter meltdown, and Spartacus is practically in tears. He'd rather he withdraw. Is this the final straw? Or is it just the start of 40 years with Kavanaugh?
Christine Blasey Ford accepts the request to testify.
If his accuser talks, he may well be screwed. In his own words, no one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
He always looks like he just ate bad seafood. Judge Kavanaugh.
No, because you're not being honest.
You might say that he cockblocks Merrick Garland. The Dems might say it's still stuck in their craw.
Now headed for the highest court in our land. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. This sure ain't going how we planned.
A new allegation.
Against Supreme Court nominee Judge
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Yeah, don't try to shake his hand.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
Now he's accused of sexual misconduct, a crime at which our president's a pro. And though some say pshaw, some find it well a flaw, still privileged old white assholes can't say no to Kavanaugh.
I thank President Trump for the honor of this nomination.
To Trump, he says the walking campaign promise. When questioned, he just sent to heaven.
He's like a younger, whiter Clarence Thomas. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. If Donald Trump says he'll prevail,
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people.
Then Kavanaugh.
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 Will likely go to jail.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
But Brett, if you're confirmed before November, protect and love the country that you serve.
Or just throw out the law and make America the 1950s Russia we deserve.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Don't you go there.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Randy, man, that's good stuff.
Randy, hey, Randy Rainbow. Rainbow, man.
Uh-huh.
He's the, who's the guy of our day, man? Shoot. Name went right out
of
my head.
You gotta isolate. Isolate that. Don't you go there. We could use that another. We could pop that in every now and again. Bookmark that puppy.
I am having a brain fart, man.
You're in competition with Ted.
I know. Yeah, here we go. We'll find out who it is.
Okay.
Will Rogers. Man, I couldn't think of his name. I said, Randy Rainbow is a modern day Will Rogers. Dang. Thank
you. There
you
go. Okay.
Except gay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Will Rogers
is humorous.
Will Rogers was known to put a strap-on dildo on occasion. Use your imagination. And Wilbur Wiley Post.
He never met a dildo he didn't like.
No, he never met a dildo he didn't like.
I think that's what he said.
You still do.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think that's it.
Yeah, no, that was a quote. Look that up.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's a stupid Hollywood shit. Real quick, we'll do the Hollywood here. Because, you know, we've complained time and time again. We're broken fucking records. We hate remakes. We're tired of these remakes.
Yes.
Well, they're throwing Mel Gibson a bone. I guess it's all right to rail against Jews. Just don't stick your dick in anybody's face. So,
Or maybe time. Time allows it.
He's remaking The Wild Bunch.
Come on. The fuck?
I know.
Sam Peckinpah should be off limits.
Give me a fucking break.
Uh-huh.
I just saw that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I tell you what, man. If somebody remakes Annie Hall, man, I'm going to go ape shit. I'm going to go to Hollywood and start blowing things
no,
up.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't. It's Woody Allen.
Yeah,
is a pedophile. It's Woody's pedophile.
Hashtag me too. Get the fuck out
I told my young son, I said, look, dude, you look it up. You read this shit. Fuck Frank Sinatra Jr. Woody's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that everybody thinks the scandal is him marrying Sun Yi.
Yeah, and it's not. They say most of the people don't know anything that's going on with the thing. But even
they don't. They don't know
happening.
They don't know the story about the false molestation charges that Yo-Yo
on Daisy. Yeah.
You got to read Sun Yi's thing, and you got to read his satchel.
Yeah.
Who's the other son? Moses. Moses's arc.
Moses is really good. Yeah.
That Moses one, that's the smoking gun there, because he was there. He was fucking there.
And
man.
He's a professional psychiatrist. So when he
and
talks about how she hypnotized the kid, well, not hypnotized, brainwashed the kids, he knows.
Yep. We need scary music.
I'm
going to
post
this
that Sun Yi one again. People got to read this.
Yeah. Because he doesn't, I said, dude, you fucking look at this, and he's hard to get to shut the fuck up, and he shut the fuck up. I think he listened. He might look it up. I hope, because that's important.
Yeah.
Woody's cool.
It is.
He's weird, a little kinky, but
decent
guy. All right, he's a good man. He's tremendous.
Good man.
All right. Now you want to do something. This is right out. Commodore. Okay. Six. Oh, geez. Yeah. This is worse than that. It's Ed Park again. But a Six Flags theme park in Missouri. Huh. Seeking contestants for a coffin challenge.
Oh.
A coffin challenge.
Oh. Ooh. Not for me.
They're going to close them up in a coffin for 30 hours.
You're going to bury
it? Six contestants. Closed inside, slightly used 2 foot by 7 foot coffins from 1 p.m. October 14th to 7 p.m. October 14th. Slightly
used. What, they pull a corpse out? Say, here, you got
probably demo
system.
Models. Floor oh, model.
Okay. Slightly used. A little old lady.
Scratching pen. She only got buried on Sundays in Poughkeepsie, Pasadena. To say it.
So this is a new game show?
This is to celebrate Six Flags' 30th anniversary, but it says participants
okay.
who make the full 30 hours will receive two 2019 gold season passes and a Fright Fest pack prize package, which includes Haunted House and Freak Train tickets. Fuck you!
No cash? Fuck cash.
Well, it says one winner to be chosen by a drawing of if multiple contestants last the full 30 hours will receive a whopping $300.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're fucking mind if you do this.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
That's fucking insane. I want to ask Tim Martin in 15 minutes with Tina Fey if I'm going in that fucking thing for 30 fucking hours.
Man, I couldn't do that for... I don't think I could do that for any price, man. I'd freak out.
No.
Coffin?
I'm very claustrophobic, man. No way in hell.
No. Right out.
Especially for that fucking price. Jesus Christ.
Maybe $1 million, I might think about it.
Well, Missouri, man. Are there Yahoos in Missouri?
Yeah, there's not much else to do but watch the corn grow.
That's true. Why not?
So you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah!
All right.
No, there's no chance. No, there's no chance. No.
No chance. No chance in hell.
No chance. No chance.
They should make it one of those social media challenges. Get those fucking morons to do it. Anything that gets some views.
Lock up the Republicans in coffins? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you were Colorado, switching gears,
uh-huh.
and you wanted to go to the Wildflower Cafe the other morning, well, they were closed due to bear shenanigans, officially.
Fucking bears.
It was the sign on the door said, "Sorry, we are closed due to bear shenanigans." They come in the morning, and they see the place is kind of trashed, and a 600-pound freezer is on its back. Poor bear. He didn't get in the freezer, but he did manage to raid the rice and brown sugar dry goods storage room, so...
They know how to fucking party with bears.
Yeah. The bears are cool, man. Well, the guy says...
They are.
He says, luckily you didn't get into the sushi freezer. Yeah, that could have been ugly. That's when shit gets ugly. Bear shenanigans. Shenanigans. Banana bears. In fucking Colorado. What are you going to do?
Well, on the Derek and Kay show, they would put in right here. They would insert... Shake that bear. Just to throw that out there.
Scary.
Shake that bear.
Well, speaking of which, shake that buffalo. How about that?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Yeah, football, world of sports. Oh, we got to go to the sports music, man. World of sports. All right, here we go. Oh, Colorado again. We're back to Colorado. can take not a very far trip. Well,
fair shenanigans.
The University of Colorado Buffalo's mascot, according to the article, nearly lost his Rocky Mountain oysters Saturday.
Oh, is that both?
Yeah, guy, he's shooting off the T-shirt cannon. This is kind of funny, with the link. Cause he, you know, it's funny because he doesn't get hyped. But so he shoots the T-shirt cannon and he's got it upside down. Hits him right in the crotch. Nice. There he goes, Don. And they cart him off the field in the mini thing. But he's okie doke.
Uh-huh.
It's just.
I like the way they say
that. He's not
going to
increase the herd anytime soon. Yeah.
But that's Buffalo Bulls, right? We did a show on that before.
Yeah, Buffalo. Ouch. Ooh,
in fact, I even put a picture of that on Grenache. What was that, about 8 years ago?
What? Buffalo Balls?
I put out that picture of Rocky Mountain oysters when we did a whole
show.
Oh,
yeah, the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
Which are
Buffalo
actually balls.
Balls.
Balls. Well, anyway, when you're shooting your T-shirt cannon, make sure you don't aim it at your crotch.
Wear a cup.
Then you won't be able
Wear
to
a fucking cup.
Gang rape anybody at your prep school.
You know,
allegedly. Yeah.
Kavanaugh.
Hey man, you know, I'd be a little more sympathetic if I was part of a gang rape in prep school, but man, it never crossed my plate. I never got invited to gang rape anybody when I was, well, actually I didn't go to prep school, so.
Is that how it works? Do you get an invite?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
You gotta get a little invitation. Please come to our, pinkies out. Walk with an erection. If you got any roofies, make sure you bring them. Yeah. All right. Now here's fucked up shit. We're gonna end it with science. Oh, this is the science music too. All right, science. Here we go. Come on, science. Now, this is where science goes mad. Science goes mad. You know, like that movie where they cut the lady's head off, stuck it in the brain pan, and she was talking. And saying, kill me,
Donovan's
kill me.
Brain.
Mm-hmm. Don't fucking do shit like that, science.
No.
Cure cancer or something useful, man. This weird shit. So here's, somehow these motherfuckers got a grant to do this. And I'm all for, you know, fine and shit. But these guys,
I'm all for
take
cutting their heads off.
I don't think Kavanaugh cut any chicks' heads off.
No? Not yet. That hasn't come
allegedly
to the surface yet.
Allegedly, he didn't cut anybody's head off. All right, but these scientists, and this is according to the weird article, true. They gave ecstasy to octopuses, the drug ecstasy.
Okay. Wow.
They wanted to see how it affected octopuses. Isn't there some kind of like, you know, animal police that says, "Look, dude, don't give psychedelic drugs to fucking animals. That's like not cool, man."
That's all those tentacles, man. What the fuck?
If you're invited, is it rape? Maggie C. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, extapussy. She's on a roll now. Extapussy.
Ah, there you go. I like it.
But they found out. I've never taken the drug myself, so I don't really. But you know, they say it makes you like want to touch, and you know, a lot of people take it and have, you know, what do you call your sex there? Well, they're saying these guys, these octopuses don't necessarily touch each other all that much, and they were all over each other. Octopus sex,
isn't
man.
Isn't it octopi?
I don't know. Octopussy. But, you know, octopuses didn't develop here on this planet. That's why this experiment is all wrong. Octopuses, of course, are from outer space.
Magic.
They're highly intelligent beings that are keeping an eye on us so that we don't burn the place down. That's all.
God bless the octopuses.
Everybody knew that.
I like
yeah.
them. I've always liked them. Because they haven't touched one of them. They just, you know, they live
well,
by themselves, you know. I like that.
If there's an well, you didn't register to vote, so you can't vote for the octopus. But there, I think there's several octopuses running. Octopi. Yeah. Vote early. Vote octopi.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. I want my honey in the morning, late at night. I don't get my honey, I won't be treated just right with my sweet honey home. By my sweet honey home. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Want my honey in the morning, late at night. But don't get my honey, I won't be treated just right with my sweet honey hole. Yeah, oh, my sweet honey hole. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Talk about your honey, you haven't tasted mine. Taste my honey, gonna lose your mind. My sweet honey home. Sweet honey home. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Talk about your honey, but to leave mine alone. Taste my honey, your woman can't keep you home. sweet honey home. Sweet honey home. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Come on. Sweet honey home. Sweet honey home. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Said I can't see to save my life what it takes to get another man's wife with a sweet honey home. Talk about my sweet honey home. Said it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul. Did it even takes my honey mama to satisfy my soul.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Double down for Honey Hole.
Uh-huh. Sweetness. Gumby loves cool. Honey Hole.
So, oh, three farts and you're out.
Woo. Oh, ready to go, Ted.
Three kids. Kill me. All right, Tales from Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had the best cup they were talking. Maggie C said her coffee's damn good. I had the. I told Mikey Sunday morning, I said, this is, I bought a 32-ounce coffee at Quickie Mart there, and I said, this is the best cup of coffee ever.
Cup of coffee? That's a fucking bucket. That's a bucket of coffee.
Oh, I drank every bit. I chug-a-lugged that motherfucker, man.
Isn't it
we got
crazy
home,
having one perfect cup of coffee?
Well, this one had special... It's because we stayed up for Saturday night. We got home and, you know, we watched a bonanza, you know, and then High Chaparral comes on. I'm thinking,
oh.
Well, we'll probably go to bed now. It was episode one.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they had an origin episode of High Chaparral. It was pretty cool. Blue Boy? Billy Blue?
Yeah.
Billy was his mother's father's name, and Blue was the name of John Cannon's favorite dog growing up. They named his son Billy Blue.
Ah, okay.
That's where Blue gets his name, named after
isn't
a dog.
That, yeah, isn't that like a... Don't they always name bloodhounds Blue? You know, you always have this, like,
I
old
guess.
Guy on the porch with a bloodhound. Hey there, Blue.
Yeah. Hey, Blue. Hey, Blue.
Hey, go get that pheasant there, Blue.
Yeah, Billy Blue, named after a doll.
Well
then, the
John
weird
Wayne
part was, this was the weird dog. Thing. Friday night. And I've told a couple people about this, and they go, okay, fine. You know, they don't... I was shocked. I was fucking shocked. Me. Sitting there, walking down a fucking thing, is three tough guys, you know. They're all dressed in black.
Uh-huh.
Tattoos and whatnot. One looks like a skinhead. The next one, oh, Christ. He's wearing a Hitler T-shirt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now,
a Hitler fucking T-shirt.
Elaborate on that. Did it have Hitler's face on it, or did it have a...
It had a picture of Hitler screaming, like yelling, you know? And then it says, if you think I was bad the first time, wait till you see the next time, or something like that. Something to that
Jesus
effect.
Jesus Christ. Fucking knucklehead.
And they, you know, they got the tats and the white supremacist shit.
Uh-huh.
The fucking Nazis are walking down... I blame President Asshole.
Exactly.
We did not have this kind of shit before he said there's good people on both sides saying there's good Nazis.
Yeah,
no,
he,
there's no good Nazis. Fuck the Nazis.
Yeah.
And fuck
got them all out of
President
the fucking
Asshole.
Woodwork. I mean, they were already there, but now it's like they're coming out and say, hey, here we are.
They
right.
feel comfortable enough to walk down a fucking street. Yeah, at a festival. That's ridiculous. So then,
but you see,
so they walk past, I says, Mikey, check it out, Nazis. They come walking by, and fucking asshole, they just passed the tent, and Mikey goes, you guys want to get drawn? Like, shut the fuck out of here. What, Johnny fucking Nazis? Fucking crazy.
Throw little Hitler mustaches on him.
Jesus, he's a... No, he's just... he's like the ultimate wanting to make money, man. He was... We weren't...
Okay.
We weren't doing... The business wasn't so good, so he's willing to, do Nazis.
Oh, man.
I draw my Mr. Juice.
Just draw
that
a
would
penis
be great.
Coming out of their that collars.
That would be kicking the balls. Yeah. Cold slap in the face. Draw them like they're Jews in the Holocaust. Skinny with the clothes not fitting.
And just put peckers for their heads. You know, draw shoulders with a pecker coming
out. With a German helmet on top of it.
A little German helmet,
no,
you know,
great,
and a
man.
Hitler mustache.
Your dickhead would be a German helmet.
Yeah. Fuck Nazis.
Yeah.
The reason why it's okay to take away a Nazi's freedom is because Nazis want to take away our freedom.
Yes, yes, but the thing is though, I'm all for freedom of speech though. I'm on the fence with this whole thing because if you stop them, who knows? Freedom of speech should go forever, you know.
Okay. Let these fuckers convince all the yahoos that it's okay to take away your right to speak your mind. Then where are you going to be?
Well,
who's your messiah now? You know.
No, we still like the Facebook's always saying how they want to get these Nazis off of Facebook. Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think we have a right to say they're fucking no good. But you can't think, because if you take their rights away, you know, it's slowly. People, you know,
no.
We're going to be losing all that.
They
shit.
want to take
freedom
away all your rights.
The
no, they're too
yeah,
dangerous, man.
They are dangerous.
We
Maybe
fought
we
a whole fucking dude.
Way.
We fought a whole fucking war over it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing with that fucking Confederate flag. Fought a war over that.
Oh yeah.
We
yeah.
fucking beat
yeah, exactly.
It's done. Get rid of it. This is.
But the difference with that is we are so fucking stupid, half of us don't know that the Confederate flag is racist. At least we know Hitler's a fucking a Jew killer, 6,000 Jews.
Well, apparently the Hitler t-shirt concession's doing okey-doke these days, because I've seen, you know, they got...
the big Hitler selling Hitler t-shirts, wasn't
fucking Hitler t-shirts, man. Come on. I'm not kidding. Bad. It's very bad. They were very bad men.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We got a yodel.
You know,
man, we got a yodel. Enough of these
ooh,
fucking Nazis.
Yes, we do.
Burning daylight. All right. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? It's
you know
Slim... Slim Gaillard, Slim Gaillard, Slim Gaillard.
No, the way I pronounce it is the first way, Gaillard.
Gaillard? Okay.
Gaillard.
That's an American way to say it. Slim Gaillard Yodel Baby.
You know, it was Slam's birthday. Slam Stewart's birthday the other day. You got a Slim Slam
well,
or
go.
You just got Slim?
Just Slim.
Just Slim. Right.
Here we go.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! Yodeling time!
See, I know a real hip cowboy. His boots is way up high. He's the roping and the tying. On the ranch, he's quite the guy. He gets his horse and guitar, and then he rides near a farm. He starts yodeling and a singing till the town bell starts to ringing. Ole ole, ole ole, ole ole, ole. Rooney, yeah, when you go downtown and meet Slim in Texas, the session is really on. They have a trumpet, a trombone, a sax too, and they're really already gone. Back in your chair and dance like a square. You gotta do the cowboy mambo. If you don't, you still ain't nowhere. Here's now. Not...
the hall. Hello, Jerry, now.
Oh.
San Antonio Rooney. Oh, lovely, let's get it. When the session starts to jamming, you know, big out by the pump. When the callers start to calling, about it, everybody jump. Then you sit a riff. What you call that cowboy with his boots way up high? Well, he's a roping and a tying, and the ranch, he's quite the guy.
Give it up. It's slim.
Well, Gumby wants to give away your freedom to the Nazis and let them talk. That's fine.
Well, we got it.
Me, on the other hand, I'm registered to vote, and I'm going to vote to shut the Nazis the fuck up because it comes under the heading of shouting fire in a crowded theater, man. You can't put stupid ideas in front of stupid people and expect them not to do stupid things, and that is irresponsible.
Well, this whole world is full of stupid ideology.
That fucking summed it all up, didn't it? Holy shit. I'm a legend in my own mind.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gumby.
Good fun time. Fun time.
Yes.
Sir.
Give the Nazis some hemp oil, says Cake.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Get them happy. Get them happy.
I tell you what, if more Nazis smoke dope, there'd be a lot less Nazis.
Right.
Think about it. Think about it hard.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. It includes Dr. Cake and Maggie C. And Professor R.J. Gumby. You're on the ever-vanishing possum hour. We're becoming extinct.
Well, remember,
possums are becoming extinct.
You remember what Woody said about Nazis in the movie Manhattan? When he was talking to Mike Donahue, he says, hysterical pieces are fine, but the best way to get through Nazis is with rocks and baseball bats.
There you go. Can't argue with that, sir.
No.
Just, if all else fails, bash their head in with a rock.
That was the big thing in Chicago with the Spokane. When the big Nazi rally was supposed to start up, whether to take away the freedom of speech or whether to let them.
Skokie, Illinois. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Miller Lite.
Tough decision.
Yeah. Well, I say fuck them and feed them dog shit. They're fucking Nazis.
Uh-huh.
Hitler was a dick. They were all dicks. A bunch of fucking swinging dicks. Not the good kind that women like. The kind they don't like Judge Kavanaugh.
I agree. I agree with Tina when she was eating her sheet cake. Let them go yelling their shit around you. Ignore them like you would a street preacher. You know how people walk right by street preachers? Let the fucking idiots yell. We'll fire.
You ain't heard the fucking guys down
so,
there.
You give them power when you debate them. There you go.
Blow them up. Say goodnight, everybody.
Uh-huh. I'm all for that. Goodnight, everybody.
Energize. And fuck Nazis.
Fuck Illinois Nazis.
I'll turn the world around. We'll all be bound for those rockabye days when memories stray down rockabye ways.
guess that's the end.
There you go.
Good luck selling cars.
That was a fun show.
All right.
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, well, sleep in.
There you go.
I got to get up.
All right. I was trying to get Kelly
end
to call
show.
In today.
Yeah. We'll see you Friday.
Yes, so it is a
Dig.
Friday thing. Good deal. Good.
Good.
Hope
okay.
more people show.
Well, it'll be standing room only. That's all I can think.
You know what it is?
Take it away,
too many,
Fish.
Too many
what?
Days off. People are starting to feel like it's like, oh Christ,
nobody's...
I've been missing this. Listening to Possum Hour, I've been missing my life.
We let them realize there's actually something
uh-huh.
else out there. We fucked up. Slipped through our fingers. All right. Well, good night, everybody. Get out to Miami Beach or something.
Espresso.